And you're listening to the Spoken Word Hour. I'm your host, Ramona King. And man, it's so good to be here again with you today and just to share some moments of stories, poetry. We have today on our show Hakeem Bellamy and Colin Dyles Hazelbaker. In addition, on the second half hour, we're going to be talking to Mary Oishi as well. And if I don't know if you remember, but some time ago last year, we've been talking to Adrian Molina, also known as Soleil, Molina Soleil. He had been here in our studio a few times and had been working with Ju. Well, it seems like Molina is constantly working with people because he believes in making connections. And he's been working with our people here in Albuquerque. Both Hakeem and Colin Dyles, or can I say Colin? Or
it's Colin.
Colin. Colin Powell? we're going to talk with both Hakeem and Colin about their experience and their work with Molina Soleil, also known as Adrian Molina. I'm going to call him Soleil right now. I'm going to call him Molina because that's how I best know him. And let me make sure that I have you both on.
Check, check. Hello.
Hey.
Check. Hello.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. You're there. How about you?
Say so. Hello.
Yes. Definitely. Hakeem, we know you here in Albuquerque. You're national. Is it national slam poet?
Some people say
national slam poet here. You know, representing Albuquerque in a big way. And we're so glad to have you. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to tell us about what you're up to these days?
Mostly parenting.
Parenting?
That's my favorite job.
You got to see his son. He's awesome.
But music and more music than poetry lately, but music and poetry and art is a close second.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to get to talk with you about that project you just did over at 516 Arts with Urban Verbs. I'm sorry that I missed it, but I'd like to hear what happened there.
Sure. We're going to try to bring you back to Albuquerque in the summer. We're working with some folks. So.
That would be awesome. Yeah. And also we have in the studio Colin Dyles. And Colin, you're a DJ and a mixer. Could you tell us a little bit about what it is that
sure.
you do?
I guess technically, it has taken time for me to even call myself this, but I would call I'm an audio engineer. That's what I've gone to school for. But I'm also a beat maker, you could say. I produce beats and create music for different artists, and then I also record and do the mixing and a lot of the different processes of as far as getting it to, you know, the final stage. But technically, I guess you could call it an audio engineer. And so I do different work involving different kinds of editing and mainly working with hip-hop artists and a couple different bands here in town.
Cool. Some of the artists you've been working with, some not only here in Albuquerque, but you've worked with someone in Canada and New York?
Thankfully, you know, the technology these days and the internet, that's made it a lot easier to make music with people like that in Canada and in New York. But it's turned out I've actually made some really good friends that way and have actually met some people in real life after making music with them on the internet and just knowing their voices, basically. I've actually made some real friends that way. And I've been really lucky just by meeting really good people. And I'm just blessed to be surrounded with so many geniuses, I would say.
Awesome. Yeah, you get around.
It's faithful to you,
Albuquerque. Yeah. Well, we're so glad to have you here. I'm a little disappointed that I'm not talking to Molina, but that's okay. We're going to represent him here this evening. And
I texted him and told him that we played a song, so he's trying to tune in. Oh,
okay. Great. Someone tried to call us here, and I wonder if that was Adrian. trying to call us. Okay, so we just played Mothership, and Melina was on there with, who was the female artist?
Her name is Soul.
Mm-hmm.
She's a local artist. Some might be familiar with her work from with Mystic Vision, a great mm-hmm. reggae band that's been around for a long time. And yeah, she's a friend of mine. We made some tracks together, and that was kind of just sitting half done. She had laid her part to it, and then when Melina was here, he heard it and was really inspired by it, and so he brought it home and made it a full track. So it really shines out on the project, I'd say.
Colin, how did you meet? I'm determined that you're Colin Powell. Colin, how did you meet Melina?
Well, by way of Hakeem Bellamy and also our good friend Carlos Contreras, who is the third member or our other co-writer, co-creator yeah. of Urban Verbs, mm-hmm. Carlos Contreras, and we actually submitted a track for a soundtrack that Melina did. He did a documentary called Papers.
Yes, and, I remember that.
A film about undocumented youth in the United States. And he reached out to us to submit some music. And so that was the first inkling. And then Hakeem actually had brought me along to a couple gigs in Durango, Colorado. And I think the first time was about a year and a half or 2 years ago. And I met him and Aju, and we performed together and made great first connection. And then just recently, this last October, we met again in Durango, and then Melina and I have been exchanging emails and trading music back and forth for the last 6 months, and this all kind of really just came together in the last 2 months as far as making this album here, though.
Now, you know, I one of the things I've paid attention to regarding Melina is his soul work in sharing his story in the musical way. And it comes from a deeper place. And so it makes, it totally makes sense to me that he would connect with you with your, you've got a website called Visceral View. And when I went to the website and when it says about, you know, so just to get an idea of what Visceral View is about, I went to the, and there's a whole definition of visceral and view. Talk to us about how you came to the name and why, and also giving definition to that, making it clear mm-hmm. to people what your website's all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it just spurred from I actually really like meditated on that for a long time because it was something I've paid attention to a lot of different. Artists and how they've ran things in different labels, you could say, and I wanted something that would really stick out and represent something that was real, and so I really thought about that for a long time. I actually came up with it in like 2004, mm-hmm. but it means it's coming from a trusting your gut and an intuition type of level. So viscera, for people that aren't familiar, it is actually your internal organs. They call that your viscera. And so visceral can be felt, movies they say can cause a visceral reaction, or even like a roller coaster when you get that feeling in your stomach, that's a visceral reaction. And so it kind of just grew from that. I actually have a statement. I might as well just say it while we're
yes,
on the topic, because
sure.
I don't get that often of a chance to do that. So it's a conviction arising from one's mental or spiritual being obtained through intuition rather than reasoning. So like that just kind of goes on to the whole live in the moment, and I kind of like to go with that theme in my studio, and I try to have people kind of lay things down and let's just build with organically and not try to think about things too much, because I found that a lot of magic happens when you're kind of just going at it, so.
Awesome. I want to talk to you, Hakeem, but looks like we've got somebody in request line. I want to catch up, see who this is. All right, listener.
Yes.
I'm going to let you introduce yourself and talk to our guests really quick. Okay, you're on.
These guys know what's up. It's the kid.
KY Ditto.
What's up? Government Steve represent.
Yes, sir.
What's up? MC to MC.
No, we were driving home and we heard you guys were on the air, and you know me.
I know you. I got your text. Thanks for the mic check too, kid. I got your text.
Yeah. I just wanted to send a shout out to you guys and just let you guys know that you guys are a part of the elite dopeness in this town.
Amen, man.
Good looking, man. Much respect.
And that's coming from the elite dopeness and the government cheese in the building.
That's guaranteed. And the movie thing you guys have done is major. It's very big for this town.
Thanks, man.
And I want a cameo on the next one.
We're gonna get you in. I already talked to you about one of those interviews.
And straight up, I just want to let everybody know, Hakeem gave me one of my first paid gigs a couple months ago back at UNM, and it was the come to my pool party.
Hey, artists gotta look out for artists.
Yeah, that was nice, man.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing with us. It's wonderful to hear the fans come and fellow artists share their heart and soul with each other.
Definitely. Check out Kid and Government Cheese.
Long live this review.
Y'all, much respect. Love y'all, man.
All right. You take care.
Thank you, guys. Peace.
Thanks, Kid.
Much
peace.
Love.
Peace.
Okay. Awesome. And that was, what was that?
That's Kid, yeah. Now he's a phenomenal, I can say on the air, one of my favorite MCs, and I actually got to meet him, I've been here 5 years, I guess.
And DJ, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, any DJs, but I'm just like, you know, but when I met him, it was on like Channel 27, quote unquote,
really?
And we were on a public access show, and I forget who was hosting. But I got asked to be. I want to say Zach Freeman might have been hosting, but I was asked to come on, and I was still new to town. But I was like a hip hop poet, and then they had MCs on there, and everybody was freestyling, and I got to hear. There was mad nice MCs in that room. I think Butterbean was there, Mashiach was there, Kid was there, Bino was there, and they all shined. But I just remember Kid's flow, and I was like, man. I'm gonna have to figure out how to work with that cat.
I love their music.
And I hear he's a sick chef too. I hear he could cook up something terrible.
Yo, y'all coming to the studio,
wonderful,
right?
But terrible.
Come
you know
and hang
I mean?
Out.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
Awesome. Okay, so Hakeem, I know we're running out of time here. And I definitely want to play this piece that you did that I really, it captured my heart because I know your son. So,
thanks. Off of that Mood Static? Is that off
of
that
Mood Static?
Get Mood Static in stores now.
Yeah. this is off of Mood Static. And there are several artists on this one that Melina worked with, and you did the...
It was
the audio sound.
Melina would contribute to the project, but it's been a baby of mine I've had for a couple of years now. The beats were made a couple of years ago, and then I've slowly talked with everyone and put all the tracks together. But, yeah, Melina was a big contribution with two tracks on it. So
cool. All right. Well, let's listen to that one. It's we're listening to the CD Mood Static, and Hakeem is sharing his poem or his – what would you call this? Poetry, poetry.
I call it a music poetry too.
Yeah,
I call it poetry music. So,
same
difference.
It's called Take a Number.
Yo, sometimes the people with the best intentions give you the worst advice. They're saying the F you. Do me. How you ever gone? Gon' get this bread. Got about 400 square feet, so he sleeps in my bed. I pledge the boy he healthy, so he needs to be fed. People like, how you make meals out of poetry gigs? I say it's one part vision and one part ambition. Living off your dreams can be very nutritious. He gon' be a soldier cause his daddy's on a mission. Taraka, he the only star in me, solar sister. How you ever gone? Graduate and papa. You a lifetime student and a halftime father. How you gon' go on tour, man? Don't even bother. You better off giving custody to baby mamas when I stop them. Get out of my affairs. My baby got a second mama and it's called my career. He gon' grow up to be a monster and destroy all your fears. And let me know if I did right or wrong all of these years. How you ever gon' get this bread? How you ever gon' go and get this fed? How you gonna make money off what's on your mind? I'm like, damn, homie, people do it all of the time. How you ever gon' graduate and pop? How you gonna keep it real when the dreams don't stop? They tell you what they would've, could've, should've did with their lives. Tell the haters, take a number, please stand in line. mind. How you ever gone? Cause I was born for this mission. Giving a curse of spitting rapper slash politician. Working for my people, so there ain't a commission. How the hell you supposed to profit off the gift that God gives you? When I got his permission to lose my religion, butt naked on the track, baptized in the river. Yo, they call it a blessing, a miracle and a lesson. I'm kicking these juniors, so they call me Dr. Reverend. Like Martin Luther sent me, the nuns wanna repent me, saying I'm fast trying to lent me. Then they call me blasphemy, cause the Pope to represent me. I speak to God directly, ties, testimonies, and confessions on the record. And they tell me I'm a reverend and unconventional, but leaders do the unpopular and not what they are told. I tell them thanks for your concern, apprehension, and bold. But I've never been popular or done what I was told. How you ever gone? Gonna get this bread. How you ever gonna go and get this fed? How you gonna make money off what's on your mind? I'm like, damn, homie, people do it all of the time. How you ever gonna graduate and pop? How you gonna keep it real when the dreams don't stop? They tell you what they woulda, coulda, shoulda did with they lies. Tell the haters, take a number, please stand in line. I got love for my offspring and occupation. Paid to bring people together with my lips separation. Underrepresentation leads to verbal taxation. Patriot, ditch digging up the dirt of my nation. You could call it frustration or shovel ready projects. Cause building sand castles in the hood is not an option. Construction or drugs, the only way to buy a condo. Destruction or us, the ultimatum is survival. So I do what I know is best for my child, yo. Off the work like hi-ho, me, he-ho, me, yamo. Daddy wore a buck cause I'ma fight for them dollars. To send you to college, swear to God, your honor. Don't know how to be a father, no handbook or Bible, but eyes hold. Try to be perfectly your model. They listen what you say, far less than they watch. If I want them to achieve, I better try damn hard too.
So I'm Hakeem. It's incredible. That's what I'll tell you why it's incredible. What's incredible about that is you totally make yourself open to share an experience. It's almost as though, as artists, we say what people are experiencing, but have no way of saying it. And listening to you affirms that. This is what it is.
Thanks, Ramona.
Yeah.
It's good that if anybody gets it, I feel like other artists get it, because artists are told their entire life by people who care a lot about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, not to take that away, but, you know, why don't you get a real job? Why don't you do this? Why don't you concentrate on this and you'll be better off? And it's like at some point, you know, you're going to have to believe in yourself because maybe nobody else does.
Yeah.
But to articulate all that,
mm-hmm,
and say, you know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. Thank you for your concern.
Yes.
Take a number. Please stand in line.
Yeah, there
I'm
you go.
Do what I do.
So. Awesome. You know, we've the time has quickly gone by. I've got to have you both back another time.
That'd be great. Thanks for having us tonight.
Oh, for sure.
We'd love to be.
And Dials, we didn't get to talk about this, but I really am I'm really taken by the kind of work that you do, because you have to really feel the energy of the artist. It's not enough just to be an audio mixer or a technical person. You're part of this is a spiritual adventure for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally. I think the true blessing through it all is I've made so many good friends from it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if anything, that's what's really beautiful. But I agree. You know, we reach these levels where we all get so excited with creating our art, you know, and it's so fun to be able to do that with people. And just the experiences alone, it's been a really fun time from alone, you know. And I can already just see the future with keep building with these guys, you know. So
yeah,
guys and gals.
And, awesome. And he's modest because he does this work with youth poets in town as well.
Yeah.
And it's more about getting that expression out there, getting that creativity, that energy, mm-hmm, out there a, mm-hmm, lot of times than it is about, you know, trying to necessarily make a living off of it or fame and fortune and things that, you know, we only talk about in private.
Yes. So let's mention the projects. So our listener is in touch with what you're doing. We mentioned your website. That's www.visceralview.com. Mm-hmm. And Hakeem, you have a website, don't you?
I do. It's www.hakeembe for the first two letters of my last name. Hakeem B is one phrase, or Hakeem Bey, as they like to say. I like to give it like this African Hakeem Bey. HakeemBey.com.
Okay. And do we have a website for Molina? Molina?
Yeah. Yes. And it's MolinaSpeaks.com, and that's www.molinaspeaks.com.
Okay. And the projects that all three of you have worked on together is Name and Town.
Molina.
Yeah. And the other one is Mood Static. Mm-hmm. Name and Town is the most recent one, isn't it?
Right, correct.
Okay.
Denver Stand Up.
Yeah. And then finally, Hakeem, his work, B. Unfortunately, we didn't get to hear some of it, but you got to hear Hakeem.
Yeah.
And it's a taste of what his work is. Thank you so much.
Your work is
speaking to the community, the hearts and souls of the community, and you're saying something about what we're experiencing in life. And it's so refreshing to hear it in the way that's coming from the heart in a visceral way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. And so that Hakeem Bellamy and Colin Dials, we are going to have next for the second half hour. Mary Oishi is going to share with us her book of poetry that I believe that it's come out already here in January. She's going to have a big celebration. Ah, she's got the book right here. Woohoo!
Mary Oishi. You better recognize.
Mary's going to talk with us about her book, and...